Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we are joined by Price City Council member Lane Miller. Lane, it's our favorite time of year. It's a pleasure to have you in here. Thanks for taking the time.
It's summer and it's music.
Music in the corridor specifically. We're going to be talking culture connection. It's crazy to think we've gone through the off season. We did Christmas all of Vivaldi, but now we're back here. 1 week away from the start of Culture Connections.
And I am so excited.
Oh, you and me both. So let's talk for a second. Let's just recap what we've been doing in this off season. So early on, you had the survey that you sent out to the community, kind of gauging interest in this, what kind of music they wanted to see and their interest in a stage. So outside of that, what feedback have you been hearing from the community about Culture Connection?
People are excited. People can't wait. In fact, as soon as the flyer came out, people were asking me, I need a flyer. I want it. And you know, the good thing about doing this is people can now write down, they can see when their groups are. And I've done this. I looked at the list, saw Price Floyd, and thought, I want to watch Price Floyd. Well, that's in Helper Vibe, so I put that in my calendar.
Yeah, this new calendar is something else. It's really spectacular. What I'm really liking, though, specifically about the Culture Connections one, is it gives you what genre these bands are
as
well.
And what is indie pop? I had to look that up. I'm thinking, okay, indie, is that India? No, that's just independent. They're independent. They play what they want the way they want.
And, you know, I like that. And that's going to be actually what opens up the Culture
Connection
season.
Bombshell Flowers.
The Bombshell Flowers. I was actually listening to them on the way here. They got a unique sound. I like that indie pop sound. It's something that really became popular with my generation. So I've really come to enjoy that sound. But, you know, it goes along right with that Culture Connection motto, though. It may not be for you, but you're going to have something that you're bound to love over the course of the season.
Yeah, well, something for everybody. I went to my daughter's house up in Farmington over the weekend, and as I got in her car, a song came on that was Pink Pony Club. I've never heard that. She said, this is Shiloh's favorite song. Well, Shiloh is my great-granddaughter who's 4. And I said, you mean Shiloh has her taste in music? And she said, Dad, I have a playlist in my car for Shiloh, a 4-year-old. So she knows when she gets in the car, she can listen to her music. I had no idea.
It's crazy the impact that music can have on everyone from young to old, everyone from up from probably just an infant all the way up to near death. It's incredible what
near death. Now be careful, you're talking about old people.
I was trying to talk about that gracefully, but I kind of stumbled there. But it's crazy what the power of music can do, and that's why I love Culture Connections, is because it brings those generations together into something that they're all bound to enjoy.
That one of the things I love is sitting. I always get there early to make sure everything's set up. Ready to go, and I see families walking to the park carrying their lawn chairs, getting ready, and you know, mom and dad are going to sit there and listen. And if the kids get bored, there's a playground for them, there's all kinds of things to do. It unites the community, and I think that's the power of music, and that's the power of Culture Connection.
And that's the real value of Culture Connection, too, because it brings these people together. It gives you something to do during the summer when, I mean, you look at it, it's on Thursdays. Most people aren't going to be doing anything on a Thursday night. So
it's
a great thing for the community, brings people out, even from out of the area, and it helps bring those tax dollars in as well from people traveling out of Price into the city, and they're going to stop by a convenience store, buy a drink, spend some time at a local business, and it really helps get the economy going.
It does. It does. Let's highlight a couple things. On July 10th for Culture Connection, we have Fleetwood Visions, a tribute to Fleetwood Mac. I want to highlight that. A lot of Fleetwood Mac fans. And then during International Days, we're going to have an ABBA tribute band. My wife has been spreading that to all my family, and I've got family members coming from Salt Lake just to see ABBA, just to hear ABBA.
You know, you've got some great bands on this list. I'm particularly excited about Fleetwood Mac, Fleetwood Visions. I mean, they have a great songbook. You can't go wrong with some Fleetwood Mac.
Yep. Yeah, I agree.
Now, looking at the schedule, is there anything that particularly excites you, or is there any band that stands out to you as one that you're particularly looking forward to?
I always enjoy Los Hermanos de Los Andes. They're opening for International Days on July 24th.
And, you know, they provide a unique sound that you're not
going to
hear anywhere else, really, in the state of Utah.
Really international.
Yeah, no, it lives up to the name.
Yeah, this is Peruvian. So it's music from Peru, South America. One local member who is fabulous. They've been playing for us for years. I took a tour into the head of Sinbad, into the San Rafael Swell, past a big rock where that band played in the San Rafael Swell. So they've been coming down for a long, long time. They love us, and we love them, I'll bet.
They've got a great sound. I highly recommend checking them out when they come for International Days. And I feel like we can't really talk Culture Connection without talking about the impact that Ted Hinckley has had on this program.
Yeah, good old Ted. Ted, yeah, I shouldn't say that. He's not old. Sorry, Ted. He's been doing this for years, and he does it professionally. He can solve a problem before I even know there's a problem, and he has been such a boon to what we do. He makes my job a lot easier, and he creates something that is a lot better for everybody.
You know, the product that he's able to put out here in conjunction with you guys is truly incredible. Now, Lane, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
Be ready. Get your lawn chairs out, get them hosed off, get the dirt and the dust off, and get your water bottles ready. We're going to have food trucks and things going on. So it's going to be a real experience that starts June 12th. So Thursday of next week, first time, 7 o'clock, Washington Park. It's free. Our favorite F word, free.
And I'm excited for it. You're excited for it. And I know the community is excited for it. Lane, it's always a pleasure to have you in here. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Again, that was Price City Council member Lane Miller. And we were talking about Culture Connections, the season, 1 week away from kicking off Thursday, June 12th. It's going to get started with the Bombshell Flowers, some indie pop to start your summer off. It's an event you're not going to want to miss down in Washington Park. And for more Castle Country folks, focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.